Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Sham Sharanya. The New York Knicks are relieving Tom Thibodeau of his duties as head coach.
Well, there
sources
you go.
Tell ESPN.
Wow.
And the rest is history.
Wow.
There you go.
Well, we had 40 minutes to talk about it
happened. That's why we decided to talk about it today.
Well, because it was always a possibility. Now, yes. Before we continue, I do have to ask Sean a very important question. Are you sure it's the real Shams?
1,000% sure.
Yeah, no, I have confirmed it as well. I'm reading it right now. The New York Knicks are relieving Tom Thibodeau of his duties as head coach. And then Shams reads the resume. And the resume is great. That's why it was never about the resume.
No.
Thibodeau led the Knicks to their first Eastern Conference Finals in 25 years, made the playoffs in 4 of 5 years, and led the Knicks to consecutive 50-plus win seasons for the first time since the 90s. So now, Knicks fans.
Yeah. Well,
instead of, do you want him to go, we have an answer.
Yes.
And now there creates more questions.
Now respond to him being gone.
Right.
I guess our last caller kind of prophetically made it come into existence. I want to get rid of him. Liked him, but I want to get rid of him.
All right, so here's the deal. Ian Begley with the reporting, because this was going to be my first question about this. All right, who decided this?
Mm-hmm. Well, my immediate first question is, what do the players think about this?
Well, absolutely.
And so I'm sure that'll trickle in via social media, because I don't think they're going to have media availability.
No.
For
no.
Jalen Brunson or Kat or any of those guys.
No.
But I'm sure we'll start to hear it the next few hours or so. But if they weren't okay with it, that could be a big deal.
Absolutely. Ahead, so here's what... go ahead.
No, you have the Ian Begley. That's
here's
right.
The Ian Begley thing, because Begley's been on top of this. When we started the show today, the reason we brought this up was because it hadn't been decided yet. So we can't go about our business like they're bringing Tom Thibodeau back. Why would they get rid of him? And Begley had said for the last 3 days, and I trust him as much as anybody when it comes to this Knicks reporting, he said, they're talking about it. It's not a sure thing they're going to bring him back.
Yeah.
So who decided not to bring him back? That's the first question. Is this a Leon Rose decision? Is this a James Dolan decision? This is according to Ian Begley. The organization, singularly focused on winning a title, feels new voice is needed. Team president Leon Rose made the decision with the support of owner James Dolan.
Right,
so, and that is a very important sentence, because if Leon didn't want this to happen and the owner stepped up and said, I want to get rid of him,
right,
that's a huge problem. But if Leon Rose, who you have to trust based on everything he's done for the half a decade now he's been here, if it was his decision, it's a little bit different than the owner getting too involved.
Now, the other thing, I don't think Leon Rose has a tight buddy relationship with Karl Anthony Towns or Mikal Bridges. But I wonder if he does with Jalen Brunson. I wonder if he had the, just awareness, this call Jalen and say, hey, Jalen, this is what we're thinking. You know, we're not saying anything's going to happen, but this could be a circumstance where we're going to move on from the head coach. Are you okay with that?
Right.
And I mean, I think good general managers and good owners, that's what they do. I know back when I retired, John Mara asked me that question about
really?
Tom Coughlin.
How about
absolutely.
That? Yeah.
I said, he's a great coach. He's got to evolve a little bit, right? You can't get rid of him because we respect the things that he's done for all of us to make us great players. But he's got to evolve. And to his credit, he did. I wonder if Leon Rose asked, or James Dolan, Just ask the leader, the king of New York, in our estimation, Jalen Brunson, what he thought about Tom Thibodeau and potentially moving on from him.
I would want to if I'm the Knicks. Like, my reasoning for I wanted him back was about Jalen Brunson.
100%.
And so I would think it's smart to involve him. Sometimes players get crap for being too involved in coaching changes or not. But I think it matters, especially when the guy took less money to stay.
Yeah.
Now, one name we got to keep an eye on right away is Johnny Bryant, who left the Knicks a year ago to join Kenny Atkinson's staff in Cleveland. And he was about, I think, to get the Phoenix job. He was certainly one of the finalists to get the Phoenix job.
Yeah, there was a bunch of them that were rumored to be headed towards Phoenix, whether interviewing or getting the job. So he has an option.
Well, I think right now there's an about face because if you're Johnny Bryant and you're the Knicks, you're interviewing him for the job. I don't think you're necessarily just saying
you're
the guy.
Well, maybe that was the timing. Because
Phoenix was close to hiring him.
Phoenix was close. And if you're the Knicks and you want to put your best face available, you got to get rid of the head coach. This is what it is. This is why coaches in the NFL get fired in week 14. And so that those that are potentially available as head coaches aren't, you know, excluding you, right? You fire the coach in week 14 and all of a sudden it's like, all right, the Jaguars, they're an option for me. The Giants are an option for me because I know they don't have a head coach. Maybe if the firing of Tibbs 2 days or 3 days after the Eastern Conference Finals crash out was because they're trying to get their best options in line.
Yeah. This also, you know, it reminds me a little bit. It's not exactly the same, but it reminds me of when the Yankees moved on from Joe Girardi after getting to the seventh game of the American League Championship Series. And I remember my reaction was, this is crazy.
Right.
Like, the Yankees, let's not forget, in 2016, didn't even make the playoffs. In 2015, they were in a wild card game. And in 14, they didn't make the playoffs. Like, the Yankees were not in this bright space that they're now. Mm-hmm. They got to the seventh game of the ALCS, and they decided to move on from the manager. And what we later found out was, they kind of knew all along they were done with him.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
And it leads me to that question right now about Tom Thibodeau. We spent time during the playoffs saying, well, if they lose in the first round, he's in trouble.
Right.
Well, if he loses to Boston, well, it depends how he loses to Boston.
Yeah, yeah.
He's in trouble.
Does he get swept?
They got to the Eastern Conference Finals. And yeah, they blew game one. And yeah, they lost in six to a team that they lost to a year ago. And yeah, they lost a series that they were favored to win. But was this basically a fait accompli for a while now?
Well, I don't know. You remember the conversation that we had before game one. It was, all right, the expectation was that they couldn't get past Boston. Well, guess what? They're past Boston. The expectation now changes. They're supposed to win the series against the Indiana Pacers, and now losing to them is a disappointment.
Right.
Even though beating Boston was a success and it makes you feel like you have a successful season, losing to an Indiana team that you should have beaten, and on paper, you got more stars than they do. You spent more money than they have, and you're supposed to beat them. And then you don't, and you lose in six, and almost earlier than that.
Mm.
So I don't want to say that a series determined Tom Thibodeau's future, but maybe it did.
Yeah.
Maybe it did.
Interesting. We're going to get all of your reactions to this. I can't even say shocking news, because we talked to open the show that this was possibility, but sometimes it doesn't like register until it actually happens. Like, yeah, it was possible 40 minutes ago they may move on from Tom Thibodeau, as crazy as it sounds. It was always possible, but now that it's happened, it's like, whoa, wow. We're going to get your reactions coming up. Before we get to your calls at 888-808-1019, Positive Tommy, your thoughts?
Stunned by this. Yes, Tibbs needed to change. He needed to adjust. He needed to adapt. But I'm floored that they did this. Obviously,
are you mad?
I have to see what's next. I do. I have to see what's going on here. Like Sean and I were just talking about, like, what does this mean for Rick Brunson? What does this mean? Because obviously that's, you know, that's Tibbs' staff and your captain, who already, although I think we should revisit that answer he had, Jalen, when they asked him about Tibbs.
Yes.
I think we should reevaluate the answer.
I think we should. I think you're right. Now we have different. We have a different result.
Right. Now it might sound different.
Right. And I thought, you know what? When he got by Boston, when the Knicks got by Boston, Tibbs would be safe. I thought this year would be the final year, prove it year. If he doesn't change, if he doesn't adjust, if he doesn't utilize the bench more, then you could fire him. I'm not in favor of midseason, but this tells you that the Knicks just felt like they reached their pinnacle with Tibbs.
I'm going to do this right now because I don't know if anyone has tweeted out links to who the Knicks are going to hire. My gut feeling initially is they're going to circle back and bring back Johnny Bryant. Like, that just makes the most sense. He was with this franchise a year ago. He's one of the bright, young, emerging coaches in the league. He was about to take the Phoenix job. To your question about Rick Brunson, well, Johnny was here last year. Like, it just makes complete sense, basically, to kind of keep a little bit of continuity but have a younger voice. Mm-hmm. So my gut right now, June 3rd, 2:49 p.m., is the end result of this is that Johnny Bryant is going to become the next head coach of the New York Knicks. That's just my gut. Now, if I'm right, Tommy, are you pissed or are you happy?
I think, wow, I'm just so stunned right now. I got to be honest with you. Like, we talked about it before the show and what we were going to open with, and we were talking about Tibbs' job security, and we both said, yeah, they're going to think about it, they're evaluating it, but they're going to keep him. Like, it's an Aaron Boone situation. Like, you know the Yankees are bringing back Aaron Boone. And I thought all along that Tibbs was going to be along for the ride with this, and he was going to be the head coach in this, we'll call it Jalen Brunson window. But I've always said this about the Knicks in this regime, because this is not the old Knicks where I didn't trust anything they did and I questioned everything they did. Leon Rose, since he has taken over for the Knicks, has pushed every single right button. So I'm stunned. I don't necessarily agree with it, especially off of coming the Eastern Conference Finals and being this close to a championship, or at least this close to an NBA Finals. So I'm stunned by it. But I have full faith and trust in Leon Rose, and I think Knicks fans should trust him because of what he's built with this team.
Josh Hart has tweeted, so we have our first public comment by a Knicks player. Josh Hart's tweet is forever grateful, thank you. So, classy from Josh Hart, not anger, doesn't even sound stunned, just forever grateful.